Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 28, Untold Kindness. Mark chapter 8, verse 1 through to verse 10. A simple act of kindness can be a beautiful thing. You fall over on the pavement and a passing stranger helps you up. You go to pay for a drink in the cafe, only to discover that you've left your phone and purse at home. But the next person in the queue leans across and says, "Don't worry, I'll pay." You're struggling to pull your car out of a junction. Then you see an approaching car slow down and flash its lights. Simple, small acts of kindness. In Mark 8, Jesus shows kindness like this, but does so on a grand scale. And this time he's not at home, but travelling in a foreign land among strangers. Earlier on, he tried to keep his trip quiet, but crowds have gathered, putting him under pressure, and not just for a couple of hours. People have tracked with him for days, desperate to interact with Jesus. If this was you, how would you be feeling by now? Ragged, tired, temper fraying at the edges. Don't these people know when to give it a rest? How much kindness would you be ready to show? After all, however much we want to be kind, unkindness is never far away, is it? Some people we just don't like, so we don't feel kind towards them. Some people don't fit with our group, so we don't show them kindness because it might encourage them to stay around. Some people have done us no favours, so as far as we're concerned, there's no kindness for them. Some people are bothering us when we're tired, hassled, or in a foul mood. Kindness can sometimes be in short supply with us. But not here with Jesus. The crowd around him are hungry. However, it's not easy to get food where they are, in an out-of-the-way place. And Jesus sees that there are some whom, if he was to tell them to go away, they'd end up in distress. Why? Well, possibly it's their age or their poverty or their health. But whatever the reason, these people need to eat soon. So Jesus turns to kindness. Yet when he suggests feeding the crowd to his team, they aren't having the same thoughts. No doubt it's a sweet sentiment he's got, but they can't help this huge group of strangers. It's a crazy idea. That's another limit on our kindness, isn't it? Sometimes we just don't know how to help. We don't have the time. We've got to get to work. We've got to go out. We don't have the resources. If I give to you, there won't be enough for my family, for me. We don't have the energy. I'd help normally, but I'm at the end of my tether right now. Maybe another time. Kindness can be limited by our bad attitude, but it can also be limited by our weakness. Jesus, however, won't leave it alone. He insists he will show kindness, and that's because God shows kindness all the time. That's certainly not because we deserve God's kindness. Much of our life is lived without a kind thought for God. We can be indifferent to him, not caring whether he exists or not. We can be angry with God for failing to give us the life we feel we deserve. We treat God according to untrue human ideas about him, dreamt up by various prophets and wise teachers over the centuries. We have seriously mistreated God. Yet he often responds with kindness. Now sure, God brings the hard side of life down on us too. But given how we treated him, it could be so much worse. He could really hand us over to the chaos that we cause. And yet he doesn't. He is kind. And Jesus, as the Son of God, shows that. He takes 7 loaves and, with some small fish, miraculously feeds 4,000 people. And there are even 7 baskets of food left over at the end. Jesus displays generous compassion. The generous compassion of our Creator. What do you think? Does God seem kind to you? Or do you take the negative parts of life and use them as a stick to beat God with? It's so stupid and selfish the way we do that. It doesn't match the evidence. It's unjust and treats God unfairly. It's plain unkind. We have no right to look at God that way. What Jesus does here is what God does regularly. He shows kindness and compassion to people. To people who do not love him and have no time for him. Think about your own life. You may well have things to complain about, moans to make. But given how you've treated your Maker, has he paid you back with what you deserve? No. You and I have received far less trouble than we ought to have, as has our world. Jesus' actions here say to us, you should think about God's mercy and then start apologising to him and asking for his forgiveness. Thanks for listening. The Bible story is now going to be read out to you, so please do listen on for that. And then I hope you'll give yourself time to think about God and to mull over his kindness. And do come and join us for the next video.
Mark chapter 8, verses 1 to 10. During those days another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for the people. They have already been with me 3 days and have had nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way, because some of them have come a long distance. The disciples answered, But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present. And having sent them away, he got into a boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha.